What are we supposed to do with the grief of these times? There is no shortage of causes. The many deaths of the pandemic, lockdowns, lost jobs, derailed lives, people killed by police. NPR TV critic Eric Deggans says that television shows centered on grief can help us process it all.
In Netflix's Dead to Me, Christina Applegate plays a realtor whose life upends when her husband is killed in a hit-and-run accident. She can't even get through her first session in a support group without snapping at the leader.
So, last week, we started talking about the F word, forgiveness. Forgiveness can be very difficult, but no matter what the circumstances, everyone is deserving of forgiveness.
Excuse me. How do you forgive someone who hits your husband with their car and then drives away, leaving him to bleed to death on the side of the road? How do you forgive that?
And so the thing that I find really powerful about these shows is that it doesn't solve grief in one episode, that it shows that it's an arc.
That's Joanne Weingarten, Senior Clinical Coordinator of Adult Programs at Our House Grief Support Center in Los Angeles. She's noticed how more TV shows are tackling grief as a central element of their storylines. And she says they can provide realistic depictions at a time when viewers may be grieving themselves.
So I do think there's a lot of power in the media starting to embrace grief as a conversation, because a lot of what we see is people who come to us and say, I must be doing something wrong. It's been weeks or months and I still feel sad.
Some critics have coined the term traumedies to describe black comedies like Dead to Me centered on pain and loss, but there's a wide range of shows exploring this material. It can be a gamble for TV series, which often count on likable characters to keep viewers engaged. Despite all the grief in the world, some experts say there can be a catharsis in watching a fictional character battle feelings you are also having in real life. Holly Daniels is Managing Director of Clinical Affairs for the California Association of Marriage and Family Therapists. She says shows centered on grief often show people forced by tragedy to pause the rat race and consider what really matters in life.
They're going through grief and loss, and it is really difficult and sometimes difficult to watch, but through that journey, the characters figure out what is meaningful to them.
Consider Mark Ruffalo's anguish performance in HBO's I Know This Much Is True. He plays twins, one of whom is schizophrenic. At times, the brother without schizophrenia seems most in need of help. He's lost a baby, a marriage, his mother, and more, tumbling into a spiral of grief, self-loathing, anger, and anxiety. In one scene, he tells a therapist, played by Archie Panjabi, that his family is cursed, comparing it to karma.
Why is that any different than the concept of karma? I don't understand why you can't understand this.
Because sometimes it's so much easier to look outside of ourselves, to find explanations for our own pain, rather than looking inward and taking responsibility for our actions.
Grief is really messy. It can be a lot of tangled emotions, both positive and negative.
Dr. Shoshana Ungerleider is a physician and an executive producer on Endgame, a Netflix documentary about end-of-life issues. She says the anxiety Ruffalo's character feels is a missing stage of grief often overlooked, especially when people feel pressured to get over their grief quickly. NBC's This Is Us and Ricky Gervais's Afterlife on Netflix are other shows that succeed in explorations of grief both with critics and viewers. And as the world experiences large-scale traumas that will doubtlessly leave us all forever changed, these shows can help viewers feel they're not alone in their sorrow. I'm Eric Deggans.